Hello, hello. Welcome to Rants of a Christian Millennial, and it's your girl Onyinye. What's happening, my peoples? What's happening? What is up? Ciao. It's a lot. It's been a lot around, just going on. First of all, how are you guys? Before I go into my rant, how are you guys? How are you doing? I think the last podcast episode was like sometime in January. Yeah. And I haven't heard from you guys since then. Honestly, at this point, you guys just have to forgive me or just bear with me, whatever, because I'm trying to juggle a lot in my life right now. With trying to finish up with school. This is like my last and a half semester because I still have to take like I think two more classes in summer, but I officially graduate this semester. So it's been it's been crazy. So I'm juggling that with life and just juggling that with trying to be a good human being and trying to live through this freaking pandemic that 1 year later we're still in and trying to just get through life and all the ghetto-ness of just living life, man. It's been crazy. You know what? I think that's what this episode is going to be. This episode is just going to be a blatant rant, you know, because I think that sometimes I come on here and I always try to like have something, you know, something inspirational and something, you know, thought-provoking. But honestly, today is not that day. Today I'm tired. Today I think I just want to say whatever comes to my mind because that's basically what this podcast is supposed to be about. Just like talking, just an outlet for talking. So that's what I'm going to do. But first, okay, well, I already asked you guys how you're doing. Now, how am I doing? Let me see. It's a conundrum if you ask me that question. Hold on. Let me make sure my door is closed. Yeah, like I was saying, how am I doing? I would answer this question depending on who asks. So if it's like a random person on the street that asks me, oh, how are you doing? I can say something cheesy like, oh my God, I'm doing great. I'm awesome. You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, trust me. If you know me, I have like all sorts of cheesy like responses to give. But if it's someone that I'm really close to and I consider all of you, my listeners, people that I'm close to, and it also helps that you guys don't see me and I don't see you listen to me. So I feel like I can get away with it. I'll be like, bro. I'll be like, bro, it is real. Like, is that a weird space where you feel like you're in a transition period of your life? And when you feel like it's almost like everything you want in life is coming together, but you still feel like it's still weird. You know what I mean? I feel like that's where I am right now in life. Like, I am graduating in a few months. Officially, this is when I'm supposed to like go out into the real world. And I'm excited about that. But there's also a part of me that is very apprehensive. There's a part of me that is very anxious. There's a part of me that is afraid to know what is gonna happen. And I see it even like reflecting like things I have to do in like my schoolwork and in, like I told you guys, I'm writing my thesis, like my thesis. So I'm seeing all of these things just like reflect, like, I don't know. It's a weird place. It's also a weird place between being grateful to God for how far he has brought me, and also being like, but God, what is next? You know, like, I don't know how to explain it, honestly. It's a very, like, very, very tricky place. Like, I'm grateful for where I am, but also I'm just like, but I don't know what's gonna happen next, though, you know. And I'm anxious for what is supposed to happen next. And honestly, sometimes I want to be like optimistic and I want to be like full of faith, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm tired. Like, I feel stressed out, you know. Sometimes it feels like every single time, every single thing I do, like nothing is working. Like, I study and study and study, but I feel like I'm not like making any headway. I read and read and read, but I feel like the words are not coming together with my thesis. So it's just like, it's a very weird place to be. And it's so funny, I've been thinking about it recently, that I don't know if I'm ready to give up the title of a student yet, you know, because when you're a student, you get away with a lot of things, you know. You get away with paying more bills, you get away with, you get discounts, you get student discounts in a lot of places, you know. It's like, you get a lot of things. It's like you can hide away from a real responsibility for a long time, and that can easily be your identity. If someone calls you like, oh, let's hang out, you can easily be like, oh, I have homework, oh, I can't hang out with you, sorry. Or anything that comes up, you can just say, oh, I'm studying, you know. And it's almost like you become this person for such a long time, it becomes your identity. So when it's time for you to let go of that identity, it becomes hard. So the question is like, what do you do when it's time to let go of an identity that you've held on for so long? And I feel like that's where I am right now. I've been a student for almost like 4 to 5 years. And even though I know that I'm still going to continue being a student, I'm going to go back to grad school and everything. But it's just like, for the next 1 year or so that I'm not going to be in grad school, I'm going to have to start being this girl living in the real world. And honestly, even though people say that it's overrated, I still find it like nerve-wracking, you know. Like, I want to be a big girl, I want to enjoy the freedom, I want to start, you know, being on my own and earning my own way, right? But there's also a part of me that also wants to remain the child, that also wants to remain under her parents, that also wants to be taken care of, that is also afraid of like what the world has to offer. The other day I was like just complaining to my best friend Biola about how like tired I am of staying in my house and how I'm just ready to just like move into my own place. But the next thing I told her, but then I don't know if I'm ready to start living on my own, because I've lived with my parents for so long. I've lived with my siblings for so long. I don't know if I am ready to start earning my own way and paying my own bills. Like, I mean, it's not like I don't pay bills, you know, I do pay bills, but it's at a discounted rate, you know. I pay some part of the rent, but it's at a discounted rate. I pay my insurance, and I feel like, what else do I pay for? My car insurance. I do pay bills, but it's not in like, it's not as much as it would be if I were living on my own. So I'm afraid of having to now venture on my own, having to like buy my own groceries, little things like buying my own groceries, little things like paying for my own internet and paying for my own water and paying for my own rent and driving my own car and living in my apartment. Those little things are scaring me, yet to think about those little things are also thrilling to me, you know, because I'm like, oh, finally I have my freedom to, you know,
be my own person. I'll have my own space. I don't have my mom knocking on my door. I don't have anybody in my face. It'll just be my own room. It'll just be my own space, you know. The things that are thrilling for me are the things that are scary. So I find myself at this conundrum. And it's like, there's even also an indecision. Should I apply for jobs in Houston? Should I apply for jobs out of Houston, right? Houston is home. Houston has been my home since I moved to the US for 6 years. Like, Houston is comfortable. I know where the next Nigerian store is. I know where to buy akara. That's like bean cake, whatever. Okay, so akara is called bean cake. So you blend beans and you blend pepper and you blend stuff. For all my non-Nigerian people, you blend beans, you blend pepper, you mix it together and you fry it into like a cake, a cakey consistency. I know where to buy all those things. Like, Houston is like home for me. It's my comfort zone, right? I know every corner. I know every place. I'm always excited about the next cool spot that is popping up in Houston. You know, this is my place. This is my zone. This is my city. You know, it's like, I don't want to leave it. But then there's still that part of me, that restless part of me that is like, I want to see other places. I want to explore what other cities in the U.S. has to offer. But then I'm also thinking that, oh boy, Houston, the standard of living is so cheap. Like, it's not as expensive as other cities. Like, other cities that I've traveled to, they're relatively more expensive than Houston. I mean, in New York, you buy a freaking bottle of water for like $4. While in Houston, you buy water for like $1. So it's like all those little things. But I still want to go out there. I still want the thrill of being on my own and exploring other things, but there's still a part of me that wants to remain here. So it's just like, this past few months I've just been flooded with a lot of mixed feelings about what I want, about what next step to take, you know, with graduation coming up. And it's also this feeling of being prepared but not sure if I am prepared, you know, or being ready. There's sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm like, dang, I'm ready to graduate, I'm done, I'm tired. And then sometimes I'm like, wait, what? We're in March already. Graduation is in less than 2 months. Oh my god, I'm not ready yet. Like, I don't know. I'm not ready to live. You know? So it's just, guys, it's just been a very weird place for me. And I guess this is what happens in like the transitions, you know, like when you have to, I guess this is what happens when people have to go from being single to being married and waking up one morning and finding out that they're now sharing a bed with someone, or being married without kids and waking up one morning and realizing that you have to cater to another human life. You know, I guess this is what happens, or being like working as a regular employee to waking up to the fact that you're now the head of like a bunch of people. It's really funny how like the things we pray for the most, the things that we desire the most, can end up becoming our testimonies, can end up becoming our prayer point, you know. So it's almost like, what do you want from life? I can just see God just side-eyeing all of us, like giving us major side-eyes, like, so what do you want me to do now? You prayed that you wanted to complete your undergraduate education. Here, I brought it for you. You prayed that you wanted a husband. Here, I brought it for you. You prayed that you wanted a child. Here, I brought it for you. You prayed that you wanted this. I got this for you. Now you're complaining that this very thing that you prayed for morning, afternoon, and night, this very thing that you've prayed for, now that it's here, you're not complaining that it's too much for you to handle. Habba. Habba. But I mean, is still doesn't change the fact though that I'm still trying to reign and trying to understand this transition period, honestly. I don't know. What is it like for you guys? How are you handling the transitions in your life? And it doesn't even make it better that even in, you're not just affected by things that are going on inside of your head, but you're also affected by things that are going on outside. Like, there's still a freaking pandemic in the US. US has the highest numbers of COVID cases a whole year later. I remember by this time last year, we were all realization of the fact that our world as we knew it was going to change was slowly coming upon us. It was exactly this time last year that a lot of places started shutting down. And a year later, we're still going through this thing. In Houston, last month, we experienced a snowstorm. My family, our house is still a mess. It's still in recovery from everything that had happened. Our pipes broke, flooded our parlor downstairs. So we had to literally move everything upstairs. And the landlord has just been... Help me, Jesus. The landlord has just been a very crappy person and has not come to take care of most of the things. So for weeks, we were without, heat. Our water just came out. Hot water just started running. We were boiling our water on gas. A lot of things was just all over the place. And things are supposed to slowly trying to recover. So it's almost like it's okay, right? If I'm going through internal turmoil, right? And maybe things around me are relatively stable, right? But it only makes it worse that not only am I going through internal turmoil, right? But things outside of me, things around me, it's complete confusion and it's complete mayhem and it's complete craziness. So it's like, wow, God, you must really think a lot about me. You must really think a lot about me for you to give me all these things to handle. Like, I'm only one person. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's how you guys have been feeling lately. I don't know if you guys have been feeling like I'm just one person. I'm just one person. I can't handle all of this. I'm just one person. I don't know if that's how you guys have been feeling. I don't want to be the only one. Don't judge me if all of you have not experienced this thing. If none of you have experienced this thing, please cast the first stone. How are you guys handling the transition periods in your life? Are you going gung-ho crazy like me? Well, do some of you have your stuff together and you're just riding the waves? I don't know. God will help us. I mean, that's the only thing I have to say. That God will help me. Maybe next week on the next episode, I'll have something different to tell you. Maybe I'll come back and be my cherry, fluffy, everything is okay self. But even at that, I'm learning that I'm all of those things, you know. I am the cherry, fluffy, excited person. And I'm still this person that gets grumpy and mad at the same time, you know. I'm all of these things, you know. And it's just like accepting myself, accepting that I can be like, you know what, this sucks. This really sucks. what I'm experiencing sucks. The fact that I have to go through all of this sucks. So sometimes we all just have to embrace ourselves. We have to embrace ourselves and all of ourselves. We have to embrace the part of us that's like, I'm tired and life sucks. And the part of us that's like, God is good all the time. We do. Because guess what? We live in a fallen and imperfect world, and poo-poo happens. Crap happens. We just have to roll with it. You know? Okay, well, that was my mini rant. 20 minutes of ranting. I hope you guys find an outlet to rant as well. This is my outlet. And I hope you guys are handling or trying to handle the transition periods in your life. Till we meet again. Stay blessed, y'all. Bye.